Hello, I'm Zara, and I am Oryx Radio child reporter. Today I'll be interviewing Shyam Carter, the head of the dietetics department here at Red Cross. Welcome, Shyam.
Thank you, Zara.
Please tell me more about yourself.
I'm a dietitian, and I work at Red Cross Children's Hospital. I'm a mother of three children. Ages 13, 12, and 5. And I love working at Red Cross because of the children.
What is a day in the life of a dietitian like?
It's a very, very busy day. If you can imagine, we try and look after all the children to make sure they're getting the right food, getting the right nutrition, so that they are cared well for, they get through their illness. So it is a very, very busy day.
Why did you decide to become a dietitian?
Well, there's many reasons why I'm a dietitian. It was a journey to where I've got, but I'm very satisfied for where I am now, simply because I have the opportunity to work with children. So I help children with their different foods and nutrition in the wards. We make sure that they stay healthy. We make sure they stay strong. So that's probably the biggest reason why I enjoy being or wanting to be a dietitian, because I help children as well as part of the healthy lifestyle.
What is healthy eating?
So healthy eating is really much about making sure that you have the right food, that you eat the right types of nutrients to keep you strong and healthy, and that you live a long life.
For a child that does not know, what is a diet?
So diet, many times they think it's got to do with a way to lose weight, but it doesn't necessarily mean that. It simply means that you are having certain foods in your day to make sure that you eat healthy all the time. So it's not necessarily a way or means to lose weight.
What is a balanced diet?
So then a diet as it is, it's what you eat, but then making it balanced means that you have all the different food groups combined together to make the diet healthy. So it's a balanced sense, having all the different types of foods.
What are the four nutrient groups?
So there are four different food groups. So one can be called carbohydrates, or another word they use is starch. And they are things like bread, rice, your cereals, your porridges, your potato, your pasta. That's the one food group. And that helps you have energy to get through your day. Another food group is called protein, and protein are things that give you your muscle and make you grow. They are things like chicken, meat, fish, eggs. And then another group is your fats. So we need fats. They are healthy fats. They are not so healthy fats, but they also give you energy. It actually even a fuel for your brain cells. It helps you develop as well. So it has very important things. And the last one being is the vitamins and minerals that you find in your fruits and vegetables. That is the one that makes your immune system strong so that you don't get sick. And it helps with your bones. It can help with your development as well. So vitamin and minerals are just as important as well.
At the hospital, there are a lot of children that cannot eat everything. Why do sick children need special diets?
So sick children have special needs because now not only must they help or find a way to grow and develop, now they need to have nutrients to fight that bugs that are running through them. And by eating the right nutrients or having the special foods supports the immune system. So we try and make sure that they get the right foods. Some patients might need certain things to get over the chronic condition, like having a low-salt diet. Some who are too overweight might need a low-fat diet, so we try our best. And then those that might not cope with the sugar that we take in, for example, like a diabetic, might need to have a special diabetic diet as well. But basically, we try and make sure that all the children in the hospital has a healthy diet as far as possible.
Is there anything else you would like to share?
Just to remind the children is that eating healthy is important. Not only on your daily need to grow well, but it also helps to prevent illnesses, and it also helps you to get through your illnesses as well. So even when they're sick and they don't feel like eating, we must try our utmost to keep giving the right nutrients to get through the illness.
Thank you for the interview. It was really interesting and insightful.
Thank you for having me, Zara.